Hi, this is Skip Mancini. It's summer on the high plains and the temperature's rising above the horizon. It's a good time to get in the shade and listen to Growing on the High Plains. This past spring, I laid to rest my last azalea efforts. Over the years, my attempts to grow these plants from the land of my childhood in the dry, windy, alkaline soil of my adult life have consistently met with failure, and the expired plants have ended their days at the top of my compost heap. Rest assured that I've given the dearly departed every chance to survive. I've carefully uprooted, transplanted, special ordered, babied, and sheltered them, only to watch them turn up their noses at Kansas soil and weather, and then expire at rapid rates. My most expansive efforts occurred several years ago when I brought home some treasures from the Muskogee, Oklahoma Azalea Festival. The banks of flowering azaleas, highlighted by white blooming dogwoods, fountains, and pools sporting ducks and swans, and all viewed from a horse and carriage rig as we clip-clopped through the park, were enough to send me into visions of the home place looking like Terra. So I stopped at the conveniently located azalea stand and got out my credit card. There's something about the red dirt of Oklahoma that allows plants to literally burst into bloom at the drop of a hat. I'm sure it has to do with the acidity of the soil, along with mild winters and a plethora of humidity. These growing conditions are just made for azaleas, hydrangeas, and crepe myrtle, all of which thrive in southeastern Oklahoma. They are blooming wonders that have three things in common. One, they seem to be named in honor of delicate maiden aunts from the deep south. Two, they bloom in a palette of blues and reds that would make a big box of Crayolas jealous. And three, they will not grow in my garden. I was assured that these Muskogee plants were hardy to the cold of western Kansas winters. It's just the alkaline soil and dry heat that may cause a little problem. So I stocked up on acid soil supplement, planted them in dappled shade, provided daily misting and protection from searing August winds. After reworking the soil content to include enough acid to fuel a season of Tums commercials, I watched them struggle and subside over the summer. I vowed never again, and kept that promise until 2 years ago, when I was presented with an azalea by a proudly beaming and unknowing friend. This time I planted the doomed gift so near the front door that it was practically in the house, with three-sided protection, almost solid shade, and adjacent to the source of daily watering and shower baths. It actually survived, scrawny and unhappy, for a whole year before giving up the ghost this last winter. At the start of this year's gardening season, I solemnly removed the bony corpse from its wind-screened and heavily mulched home, and on a still and starry evening, I cremated the remains in the burn cage. By now, those azalea ashes are well mixed with similar leavings from past tumbleweeds that chanced upon my place while traveling from Texas to Canada along the Great Plains Corridor. They were met with an abrupt end to their journey as they were gathered and incinerated. They've now joined the powdery leavings of the little misplaced azalea, and the infamous prairie winds sift and scatter them hither and yon. Rest in peace.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.